Chapter 32. Once back in the office, Jesse phoned Captain Healy. Zenith Enterprises, Jesse said. Television manufacturer, Healy said. John Lombardo works out of a converted warehouse at the Old Harbor. The name on the door reads Zenith Enterprises. Why'd you say so? Can you push this to the top of your list? You know what I'm thinking, Healy said.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of having new business cards printed. Jesse waited. State Homicide Commander and Personal Research Assistant. How's that sound?
Beneath you, Jesse said.
Should I ask how you found out where Lombardo works? Healy asked.
Not if you want to claim deniability.
I'll see what I can learn, he said.
The next call he made was to Suitcase.
What's up, Jesse? Suitcase said.
Tomorrow morning, 3:30 a.m. I'd like you to awaken our friend, pass his clothes through the food slot, and tell him he's got 5 minutes to get dressed.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to keep him stewing for another half hour, then you and I are going to pull him out and deliver him elsewhere, Jesse said.
So all this will be over?
Yep. You and Pete can pack up, and when we've gone, Pete can close it down.
Where are we taking him, Jesse?
It's a surprise. I want him ready to leave at 4, with his blindfold on and his hands cuffed behind his back.
He'll be ready.
Jesse arrived at 4. He parked and went inside. He found Lopresti dressed, cuffed, and blindfolded. Jesse went into the room.
Morning, he said.
Why am I wearing the blindfold?
Jesse didn't say anything.
What about my family? You told me that if I did what you said, I'd be released. You're going to kill me, aren't you? Said Lopresti.
No, Jesse said. But if I were you, I'd make it my business not to return to paradise. If I see you here, regardless of the circumstances, that's when I'll kill you.
Jesse and Suitcase walked Lopresti to the Explorer. Suitcase got behind the wheel. Lopresti sat in the passenger seat. Jesse was in back. They drove to the Boston warehouse, arriving just before dawn. Once there, Jesse pulled Lopresti from the vehicle. He removed the handcuffs.
Keep the blindfold on for 5 minutes. If you attempt to remove it before the 5 minutes are up, you'll be accosted. It's been nice knowing you, Robert.
Jesse got into the Explorer, and Suitcase drove away. When they turned the corner, Jesse noticed through the rearview mirror that Lopresti was still wearing the blindfold. On their way back to Paradise, Jesse and Suitcase stopped for breakfast at a highway coffee shop.
Can I ask a question? Suitcase said over eggs and coffee.
Go, Jesse said.
Tell me again why we did it.
Why we did what?
Held Lopresti like that.
As a preemptive measure.
Preemptive of what?
A certain Boston-based crime organization is in the process of expanding its activities. Under the guidance of John Lombardo, Lopresti's boss, their chop shop enterprises are escalating.
By creating branches up and down the East Coast, Lombardo took a local operation and made it statewide. He upped the ante. His mistake was establishing his business here in Paradise.
Why is that? Suitcase said.
Because Paradise is my turf, Jesse said.
They were silent for a while.
So how was holding Lopresti preemptive? Suitcase said.
He led us to Lombardo.
And?
We're going to put Lombardo out of business.
How do you do that?
Carefully.
Come on, Jesse. I'm trying to learn from you. What are you going to do?
I'm going to exceed my authority.
In what way?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why?
Because then you'll have deniability in the event you're questioned.
You're going to do what you're going to do alone, Suitcase said.
Yes.
And it won't be legal.
Correct.
How do you know what you're going to do will work?
I'm the police chief. I know everything.
Suitcase stared at Jesse for a while. Then Jesse paid for breakfast, and they drove back to Paradise.